Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday here on the show, and we got a lot to talk about. You know what that means? Filthy Tom is joining us here today, which is good because we have a few MMA-related stories to talk about, including Ben Askren being in very, very serious condition, and Mark Kerr going into the UFC Hall of Fame. We're going to talk about that as well as the big news today. Warner Brothers Discovery splitting their broadcast entities and other properties into two separate publicly traded companies by mid-2026. This could, well, I mean, it's huge news one way or the other. This could end up being a positive for AEW or could end up being a negative. There's a lot of questions that have not been answered yet, but we'll talk about that here on the show today. Obviously, this weekend was a big weekend. We had Money in the Bank, as well as the AAA Worlds Collide show. Worlds Collide, excellent show. And Money in the Bank, pretty good show with a very, very surprising ending. Truth is back. We'll talk about that and all of the rest of the news from this weekend. We got a lot to get into. If you want, text us 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is email. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez, X, and Blue Sky. And hey, those cameos right now, just $10, everybody, just $10. So, and yes, Ron Killings is back, not R-Truth. Although it's the same guy. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler here today as well. And, man, we got a lot to get into here today. And there's all sorts of stories that could be the top story, but I do want to wish the best to Bette Askren, who is in very, very serious condition. Got a very, very serious staph injury or a staph infection and then ended up with pneumonia. And it's very, very bad. His family has asked for prayers. He's in critical condition. And friends of Askren have said they do not have full details, but the situation is very, very bad. So all the best to him. How well do you know Ben Askren or at all?
Well, I mean, I've met Ben Askren multiple times. I've run into him. We have mutual friends. Always, you know, always an easy guy to talk to. Always a pleasure to see. One of the most influential wrestlers in, I would say, the history of American wrestling. He pretty much revolutionized the way that mat wrestling is done in the collegiate setting. And, you know, he's also obviously a great freestyle wrestler, made the Olympics, a fantastic coach, a world champion MMA fighter. I myself, and I'm sure you have as well, Brian, have dealt with staph infections, just, you know, being around jiu-jitsu, being around wrestling, being on the mat. And I actually had one that left me bedridden for weeks before I fought John Volante in the UFC. And luckily I was able to recover, but I mean, there was a point where I couldn't get out of bed. I was in so much pain. And you can do all of the, you know, you can take all the precautions that you want. I was using one of those, you know, HibaCleanse, one of those antimicrobial soaps that you're supposed to use. And I got that, I got a really bad staph infection. And there's been other people like King Mo, Kevin Randleman. There's been a number of fighters in the past who have run into this and, you know, almost had their lives taken. And this was not something I expected to hear about, especially from somebody who, you know, every time we see him, he's healthy. He's, it's not like he's, you know, falling apart. I mean, he's out there coaching. He's a prominent member of the amateur wrestling community. And to see this happen just kind of, it, you know, makes you realize that really everybody's health is really fragile. And my best wishes go out to Ben Askren, as I'm sure most people's do, and I hope to see him make a full recovery and be back on the mats.
All right. It was rumored for a long time, but it was announced today by Warner Brothers Discovery. They'll be splitting their various broadcast entities and other properties into two separate publicly traded companies by mid-2026. One will be called Global Networks, which will be the TV, I guess, aspect of this. TBS, TNT, Discovery, Discovery Plus, Bleacher Report, headed by Gunnar Weidenfels, who was the current chief financial officer.
Sign that guy to a contract now. Is he going to NXT with that name?
The other, that's way too good a name to go to NXT. the other will be Streaming and Studios, which will be the WBD Movie Studio, DC Studios, and WBD Television Production, HBO, the soon-to-be-renamed HBO Max Streaming, where AEW can be seen, and the TV and Media Libraries. My allergies are so bad today. I'm dying. Absolutely dying. But anyway, so what does this mean? Well, in the short term, probably nothing, because AEW has a contract with WBD. But their deal ends in 2027. There is an option year, but the problem with the option year is, I mean, do you pick up an option year when you don't even have that same? I mean, everything will be changed by the time the option year comes. What this basically means is that their current deal is just, it's a WBD deal. So it's television, it's streaming on Max, it's one of these days probably pay-per-view on Max. Maybe WBD is getting a cut of the pay-per-views, we really don't know. But once this takes place, they will not be able to get the same deal again. They will have to make changes. If they want a streaming aspect, they're going to have to make a deal for streaming and a separate deal for television. So how are things doing streaming? How are things doing on television? You know, it may be a situation where, you know, on the plus side, maybe they'll get a lucrative streaming and television deal when this current deal is up. However, if streaming is not doing well, or if the television isn't doing well, it's possible that, hey, you know, we'll give you a deal for streaming, but we ain't giving you a deal for television, or vice versa. So there's a lot of questions. David Zaslav, who is the guy that pretty much was behind the whole WB deal for AEW, he's not going to have anything to do with TV anymore. And so they're going to have to deal with this Gunnar Weidenfels if they want to make a new television deal coming up in 2027. So there's a lot of questions. I think the main gist of all of this is now is not the time to coast. They need to get their numbers up. They need to get streaming numbers up. Maybe not up, but I mean they're if you look at how they're doing fine. Obviously up would be better. Obviously down would be worse. So they got a couple of years to stabilize or grow, and then it'll be time for a new television negotiation now with apparently a streaming and a television Warner Brothers Discovery. So we'll have a lot more on this tonight with Dave, and he's also got a story that he's going to be putting up on the front page here very soon with tons of details about all of this. But could be good news for AEW, could be very, very bad news for AEW. We shall zap it in 2 years. Also, Tom, you're here, so we should talk about this MMA note here. Mark Kerr is going to the UFC Hall of Fame, and The Rock, who is playing Mark Kerr in the Smashing Machine movie, he will be there as part of the ceremony.
Yeah, I believe he's going in the Pioneer Wing, they call it. Mark Kerr really didn't have very many UFC fights, maybe only two, maybe three if I went back and looked. He did the majority of his best work in Pride, and really for a short time, he probably was the best heavyweight fighter on the planet, but I mean, that time was for less than a year, I would say. Mark Kerr is one of those guys who, you know, actually, Brian, if you remember, when we were talking to Kurt Angle, Kurt Angle mentioned wrestling against Mark Kerr in the lead up to the 1996 Olympics, right? And then you look at about 6 years later, 4 years later, 5 years later, he's fighting in Pride in Japan in that time. So kind of a wild swing there. And really, he was done. His prime was done pretty much after this Grand Prix tournament. Obviously, this kind of ties into the Smashing Machine movie, which they're looking to get a ton of eyes on. But, you know, the UFC Hall of Fame is kind of like the WWE Hall of Fame, right? It really doesn't matter who goes in. They put in who they want. They put in fights so that you can have certain fighters in the Hall of Fame, even if they're not Hall of Fame caliber fighters per se. But I'm always happy to see one of these legends from the past get a little bit of shine. You know what I mean? I think the last time we would have seen Mark Kerr in action would have been Yama. I think so. Did he fight Oleg Taktarov?
Did Yama have that gimmick, the frying pan? Which one was that? Excuse me. Which one had the frying pan that you fought in?
Yeah, Yama.
Okay, it was Yama.
Yama pit fighting.
Yama.
Oleg Taktarov versus Mark Kerr.
Yama pit fighting. All right. Well, we got to talk about R-Truth. So we're going to do that when we come back from the break. Because if you haven't heard, he's back.
What?
And we'll be back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever.
Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Billy Tom's joining us here today. Money in the Bank ended. You know, it's funny, I'll step back a little bit. So, I was watching Money in the Bank in about 2 hours in or so. I'm expecting them to do the video package for this John Cena tag team match. It's literally a tag team match. There's like nothing on the line. No titles, no title shots. The two champions are in there, but like it's just a tag team match. And instead they start bringing out all the dudes for the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. I was like, "What? The tag match is going on last?" I was like, that's kind of weird. So, you know, they bring out everybody for Money in the Bank, and it's like it's a really good match. You know, they do all this crazy stuff, and it's Money in the Bank and everything like that. And then they bring out the tag to go on after Money in the Bank. And it's just like, this match sucks. I think the match went like 25 minutes, 20 minutes maybe. But, like, the first 12, 15 minutes, I mean, it just sucked. And so right then I knew, like, something's happening. I don't know what it is, but, like, something's definitely happening on this show. And if you're one of my subscribers on X, or if you read the reports I put up on the front page for subscribers, it was about Friday that I figured out, okay, hold on a second. And it actually started on Monday's Raw when the fans started chanting for Truth in two matches on Raw. They were chanting Truth's name. And, you know, for those of you that aren't watching WWE nowadays, it ain't 2019 anymore. 2018, 2019. The fans are not hijacking shows. They don't do that anymore. And, but they did. They started chanting Truth's name on Monday during Raw. And I thought, huh, how about that? And then on Friday, you know, at the beginning of SmackDown, we had more chants for Truth at the beginning of the show. And somebody there had sent me a message. They go, you know, if these fans keep chanting, this guy's going to be coming back. And I thought, you know what? Probably right. It's just probably right. It's happened before. You know, remember Drake Maverick did that tearful. He was like so sad, and then he quickly got rehired. And they've done this with other guys. But let me tell you something. At the end of SmackDown, okay, John Cena's in the ring with Logan Paul. And these fans start their We Want Truth chant, okay? And John Cena, he hears the crowd, and he goes, "You can't handle the truth." And like as soon as he did that, I thought, man, this dude's coming back. I don't know when, but like this guy's coming back. And he acknowledged the truth chance throughout the entire thing. Now, what I cannot tell you for sure is when exactly they made the deal to bring Truth back. I can say this because I know that some people, you know, there are always people that are like, it's been a work from day one or whatever. What I can tell you is that 100% his contract was expiring. He was told, you know, whatever. I don't know if they negotiated. I don't know if they even negotiated. I don't even think they did. And he did that deal and he was gone, you know. And he then proceeded to start setting up a whole bunch of stuff for, you know, later this summer and whatever, you know. So you don't do that if this is an angle. I mean, he was going out and he was, I don't know how you want to term it exactly. He was going to be busy. And now he's not, because he was brought back on Sunday. He ran in a hoodie. He laid out John Cena.
He speared John Cena to make you think it was Roman Reigns.
Yep. Because
he was all covered up.
And he took off his hood, and it was not R-Truth. Apparently part of the negotiations to bring him back is that he is now Ron Killings. So the way it was explained to me was like the contract thing happened. And he started to make plans to move on from WWE. And then there was all the blowback. You know, the wrestlers were unhappy and social media was unhappy. Then they started chanting during shows and everything like that. And so they got a hold of Truth. And or actually, I think they called Truth and he wasn't going to answer. And so eventually Nick Khan, who's, you know, he's the basically the new Vince McMahon, He got a hold of Truth, and they negotiated. And my understanding is that, you know, Truth wanted one thing. They wanted it less, obviously. And they met in the middle. And I'll bet you anything that part of meeting in the middle is, I'm not reporting this because I don't know for sure, but I bet you good money that what happened was he agreed to take a little bit less money if he got to come back under Ron Killings, because, you know, when his contract, you know, when he's actually gone for real this next time, he'll be able to be Ron Killings, you know, on the circuit, on the indie scene, on the autograph scene, on the wherever, and make a lot of money that way. So I would guess that that's the way this whole thing worked out. But he's back. He's Ron Killings. And for reasons I cannot explain, Triple H was asked about this on at the press conference, and he tried to claim it was part of the show, and
he said, "Enjoying the show, all part of the show."
Yes, at which point Truth's son basically tweeted that he was lying, and then somebody else tweeted something, and Truth just basically tweeted, "Not a work." That was it. So, and it wasn't a work. I mean, I know that from other ancillary things. But anyway, hey, you know what? Like when he was first released and everybody was outraged, what did I say? I said, man, you guys can be outraged and everything, but this guy, he had a great career. He made a lot of money. This dude's set. We should be celebrating the career that he had. But you know what? You people, you fans, you got the guy his job back. So, congratulations, everybody. All around, congratulations to Truth, Ron Killings, all the fans who wanted him back. Way to go, guys.
Is he now a main eventer?
He may be, all I know. He probably hopes not. He was making a lot of money to not have to do anything. And when you're 53 years old, look at John Cena, dude. He's younger than I am. He's like 40. What is he? 47? I think he's 47 years old. This guy is immobile. I mean, he can't do anything. He's hurting everywhere. I mean, it's brutal, dude. Make your money doing nothing at that age.
Hold on. Let's think about this. You watched AAA when Worlds Collide, right?
Yeah.
Dalice, 50 years
50.
Old. 50. Oh, I was like, what?
She's 50 years old, dude.
Couldn't believe it. Good
yeah, John
her.
Cena is he just turned 48, man. Truth is 5 years older than John Cena. So I don't think he wants to go out there and kill himself. He's probably quite happy doing the comedy gimmick and wrestling here and there. And of course, you know, he got hurt recently, so he was out of action for a long time. Person wants to know who looks better in the ring right now, Tanahashi or Cena? Tanahashi. Like, it's not even, there's not even an argument here. Like, I got nothing against John Cena, and I think deep down he knows the exact same thing, that he probably should have done this earlier.
He has said it publicly.
Yeah.
He said that he can't do the things that he wants anymore.
No. I mean, he was worse in the ring than Pagano this weekend.
Don't you dare.
No, he was. Tom, he was.
I know. Don't you besmirch Pagano.
I didn't besmirch like him. I said he didn't
put him on the same level.
I mean, he botched every spot that he did in the ring, but
that
he
is the Pagano,
fell down really well.
That is the Pagano experience, my friend. That's exactly what you're going to get out of him. That's exactly what you want. You want to see Pagano out there exchanging holds with somebody? No. You want to see that man go splat on the pavement just like he did in that six-man.
Oh, man, this guy goes John Cena or Kota Ibushi. I heard Kota Ibushi is doing a lot better. But the Kota Ibushi from about maybe 2.5-3 years ago when he had that really horrible match in December of that
with,
one year.
With Mara Fuji.
Yeah, dude. This John Cena is way better than that Ibushi. So. And I believe that, yeah, Kota is still under AW contract. The story is he's doing better. He could be back soon. So, guess we'll see. We got a lot more news, but first off, Raw tonight's got Jey Uso versus Gunther for the World Heavyweight title. And all I know about this, is not a spoiler because I don't know who wins, but I was told they've got quite the interesting finish planned, whatever it is. We got the return of Nikki Bella.
I have an idea.
Well, let me finish the lineup, then you can do it. Tournament begins for the King and Queen of the Ring. Seth Rollins will be there, and John Cena will be there as well. What's your idea?
I think that Seth Rollins is going to walk away. Oh, man. Nah, never mind. Move on. I thwarted my own theory in my head.
I'm glad that you had time to think about that and still...
Well, you know, the thing that throws the wrench in this plan is that Goldberg, going to have this Goldberg and Gunther
yes.
match everybody
yes.
thinks about. Otherwise, you know, Seth Rollins could easily screw Gunther here. It either leads to Seth Rollins winning the belt and defending against King Gunther at SummerSlam, or Gunther wins tonight and Seth Rollins is the King of the Ring and challenges him at SummerSlam. But maybe I'm wrong on both accounts.
Oh, my God. You're out of your mind. We'll talk about this after the break. Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800
800-401-5163, 800-401-5163, 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, hi. So, bro, why would the Money in the Bank briefcase holder even be in the King of the Ring tournament? I mean, you could do it, but like, he's got a shot at any belt anytime he wants. Why would he need to be in a tournament to win a shot at a belt?
Why not double up? Stack it.
Seems stupid to me.
Well, we're discussing professional
wrestling. I think Goldberg is going to interfere tonight to set up. But you know what? Here's another thing about Goldberg. I could be totally wrong. I'm just making stuff up. So, listen. Goldberg's in the press of late. He's got a match. He's got a retirement match coming up, okay? He stated he knows when it is, but like he's having, you know, it's tough to train and everything like that. So it's June. SummerSlam's coming up in what, early August? Right? But we have
End of July now? No, I don't know. They moved all these shows around.
Yeah, I got to actually look.
I think it's in July.
Might be actually.
Which,
whatever. Yeah, this is the problem. It was easy in the old days when like everything was where it used to be. Now everything's moved. All right, so the next pay per view is Night of
Great
Champions
Balls of Fire
in Riyadh. So it's possible that that he would work the Riyadh show because there's just like so much more money. You know, if he's doing his retirement match to get a lot of money, he very well could do it in Riyadh. And then we've got Great American Bash, which is, you know, basically head-to-head with AEW. And then SummerSlam, I don't think he'll be on the Evolution pay-per-view. SummerSlam is August 2nd, so it's the first week of August. So really, I mean, my guess is that Goldberg is retiring, like, soon. So that would mean either Riyadh or SummerSlam would be my guess. And to do Riyadh, he would pretty much have to interfere tonight because that show's coming up in 2.5 weeks. So maybe SummerSlam is more likely. If the Goldberg retirement is with Gunther in Riyadh, he's interfering tonight. That's my thing. But the other thing is that I wanted to mention is people have talked about, you know, Karrion Kross has done some interviews making some comments. And what would you do for Goldberg's retirement? Because if you do it with Gunther, I don't think they're having him squash Gunther. You're going to have more of a match. It's going to be an easier match because, you know, Gunther is going to work an easy style. But you do Karrion Kross and you can do like an old school 2-minute Goldberg squash match retirement. You don't get hurt and everybody's happy. So what would you do, Tom?
Goldberg versus Gunther?
Yeah. Look at your face.
Brian,
just asking.
Brian, if you ever bring up wins and losses from people ever again and then come on a show and suggest Karrion Kross getting the shot at Goldberg,
I suggested Karrion Kross only because Karrion Kross has been doing interviews talking about Goldberg. What is the point of him doing that if Goldberg has one more match? I'm not saying that's what it should be. I'm saying that's what it might be because the guy's been doing promos talking about him.
On WWE TV?
Well, on wherever Karrion Kross does his stuff.
Thank you.
Bro, who did they put in there with Kurt Angle for his retirement match?
Baron Corbin, but they did like weeks of build to it. Not on the internet.
Just saying, bro. I don't know. I'm not advocating for anything. I'm just making points here. Do you know what I'm saying? No, you don't? Okay. Let's talk about these shows. Did you watch both of them?
Which ones? There was like 30 shows.
God,
there was SmackDown, World Collide, UFC.
Who cares
TNA?
About SmackDown? SmackDown's like totally, it's lame duck after the pay-per-view. Worlds Collide, I thought, was an excellent show. Very quickly, we had the Mr. Iguana, Aerostar, Octagon Jr. versus Cruz del Toro, Lindsay, and Dragon Lee match. And Octagon hit his flipping SOS slam off the top, got the pin. Very fun match. 3.5 stars. Old Mr. Iguana, the most over guy on the show. This guy's going to be a millionaire soon. I liked it.
Most over guy of the weekend. He was at Money in the Bank in the crowd.
Truth.
People were going crazy for the Iguana. What's the Iguana's name?
I don't remember.
La something. La Yencha. I don't know.
Then we had Dom cutting a promo challenging Octagon for Money in the Bank, which, dude, this is one where I'm going to be like, it's because of you fans. You know why they did this? Because so many people were whining that there were only 4 matches at Money in the Bank. I can't believe there's only 4 matches at Money in the Bank. So they were like, fine, here's a 5th match. Got 2 minutes. You happy now? Come on.
Laiezka.
Stephanie and Lola versus Dalis and Cheek Tormenta. Steph got the win. Didn't have a ton of time, but it was good for what it was. Thanks, Tom. Legado del Fantasma versus...
Dalis, 50 years old. Wow.
Psycho Clown, Iho, hey, you know, Day Dr. Wagner Jr., and Pagano. This was almost a AAA special. Almost. But it was a WWE match, and so... You know, Legado del Fantasma, I mean, you know, very professional. And, you know, the clowns and Iho, Day Dr. Wagner Jr., they did a good job. But it was not like an out-of-control, like if this had been on a AAA show, it would have been a calamity. But it was on this show, and so they managed to largely pull it together. It had its highs and lows, depending on if Pagano was in there or not. But overall, I had a fun time watching it.
El Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr. is fantastic. I think that they should have given him the win in this match. I was kind of surprised that he actually took the fall from Santos. I mean, they've been having, you know, dissension amongst the ranks on that side for months, it seems. So this would have been a perfect opportunity to have the AAA team get the win. They could have had El Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr. get the win, or they could have just had my guy Pagano go out there and put somebody through a table.
We had the Ethan Page, Javon Evans, Phoenix, and Laredo Kid for the North American title.
The right man won.
Yeah, you know, this is one of those matches. I do on with my cameos, a couple of guys, we do prediction contests and everything. And this was one of those matches where when I actually broke it down in my head, I was like, Ethan Page needs to retain because, you know, Phoenix isn't winning. Laredo Kid's not winning. And Javon Evans, you know, he's never won a singles title in NXT. And it should be like a feud, like a good feud, put some time in, singles match, get the big win. It shouldn't be here. And so, like, it was just, Ethan's got to win. But then, you know, they kept beating Javon on TV. And I was like, I mean, there's only two options. You're either morons or he's winning the title. Well, the answer is they're morons. So I foolishly picked Javon just because he'd done so many jobs. But the actual correct right man won. And it was a good match. Very good match. Excellent match, in fact.
Now what happens? Does Sean Legacy beat Ethan Page? And then we get Legacy and Javon. Does Javon eventually win it from Ethan Page for his big title run?
I think
Javon, a few options.
Yeah, I don't think Sean Legacy is going to win, but I think that'll be a real good match. And then Chad Gable, Vikingo for the mega title. It's the best match on the show. You know, I talked about this on Brian and Vinny. I always hear, oh, this WWE developmental system. Who have they ever created? Blah, blah. Dude, they've created a lot of people. And one of them is Chad Gable. This is not a guy that went out on the indies. He's not a guy that went to Japan. He started, and he is incredible, and he can work with anybody.
I don't think he started there.
They had a fabulous match, and Vikingo, I mean, he did crazy stuff, but he didn't kill himself, which is important. And he ended up winning with a 630 in the ring after hitting a 630 off the post to the outside, which was nuts. And just a great, great match. And then Chad Gable went across town for that Money in the Bank match. Don't play that game with me, Tom.
Well, Chad Gable worked the indies in 2012, so thank you.
Stop. Money in the Bank. Alexa Bliss, Roxanne Perez, Rhea Ripley, Julia, Naomi, and Stephanie. And Naomi, she won. And this was another one. Like, Naomi was who should have won, but they kept beating Roxanne, and so I thought, well, Roxanne must be winning. Nope. Nope. It is Naomi. So this will all play in everything they're doing on SmackDown with that women's title. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I said it before. I'll say it again. I think we're looking at Jade Cargill defeating Tiffany Stratton for the belt. And then Naomi will cash in and take her rightful place atop that women's division, because she has been spectacular in this angle with Jade Cargill and Bianca so far. And I don't think it's going to let up anytime soon. I'm a big fan of this Naomi character right now.
We had Dominic and Octagon, which Dominic won in 4 minutes clean with the frog splash. That was fun. Lyra and Becky for the women's intercontinental title. Becky pinned her using the tights. It was a good match. And then afterwards, Lyra begrudgingly raised her hand as they'd agreed to. But then Becky said, no, 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 that corner, that corner, that corner. Now put it around my waist. So Lyra snapped, gave her a German and a Nightwing, and everybody cheered. And I guess maybe this must continue, although it seems like it's run its course. But we'll see what they do tonight. Men's Money in the Bank. Excellent match. There was like 8 million things that happened in this match. The two big stories are Seth won. That's number one. And number two, they pulled the trigger on Jacob Fatu turning on Solo Sikoa. And he told him, I hate you. He yanked him off the ladder, PME, put him through a ladder bridge. Place went wild. And really, this was a match. Like, it was a very good match, but the extracurriculars and the stuff like that actually made the match better. So Jacob Fatu, full babyface now. He's going to be teaming with this new geek Solo Sikoa, which is far superior to the Street Fighter of the Islands. He has come into his own as a dork, and I like it. Then the main event was John Cena and Logan Paul versus Jey Uso and Cody Rhodes, which is noted. Cody pinned Cena. So maybe that's SummerSlam. And there was a big argument between Logan Paul and John Cena, which actually started on TV and continued here. And I think that, to me, I don't know if it was Rock's idea to turn John Cena heel.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Is this?
Dude. It's
got to
end.
Is this what we're building towards?
It's no, no.
This is going to be his last match?
No, what I'm saying is it needs to end. Like, this heel turn, like, they did it. It has sucked. He is much better as a babyface in terms of, like, what he needs to do in the ring. He wouldn't have to bump as much. He could just lay there and sell more. He just needs to be a babyface. This heel thing isn't working. We did it. It was a failure. Let's undo it, and let's move on to the last 6 months with John Cena as a babyface. That's where I think we need to go here. Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674, 800-430-0674, 800-430-0674, that's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler, how you feeling? Didn't ask.
I'm alive.
Yeah.
Sunburnt.
When do you go back? Yeah, what happened at the beach? I heard you were hit on.
Well, yeah. Some woman was offering me drinks, asked me to go for a walk with her. And I said, you know what? Actually, I was about to go back up to my spot and read my book. And she goes, oh yeah, have fun up there reading your crypto bro book. And I laughed and I said, what exactly kind of crypto do you think I'm reading about? She said, you know, cryptocurrency. And I said, oh no, what I'm reading about is cryptozoology, my friend, the science of Bigfoot's Loch Ness monster, the Yeti, the Yowie, all the good stuff.
That's right.
But I'm going back to the doctor today, so I'll have an update for you on Wednesday. There you
go. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up, everybody. We'll be back tonight with Dave. We had a lot of shows this past weekend. There was a Money in the Bank show with Vinny and I. We talked about that in Worlds Collide. Dave and Garrett were up two nights in a row. Dave and I back tonight. And a Brian and Vinny show tomorrow with Granny. We'll be talking Mid-South Wrestling. So a lot of stuff. And back here tomorrow with Lance Storm, we'll talk some TNA. There was a TNA paper this weekend as well, so we'll discuss that. And plenty more. So thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.